Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Tauchman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting third. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cody Bellinger. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeimer Candelario. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Christopher Morel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yan Gomez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Madrigal. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Drew Smyly. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Mark Vientos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Mendick. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rafael Ortega. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jonathan Araz. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kodai Senga. And now, play ball. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tauchman hits a line drive towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoerner strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Happ hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Happ is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Alvarez is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Alvarez moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alonso hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Alvarez scores. Lindor scores. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vientos strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McNeil is hit by the pitch. McNeil is on first. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mendick strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cody Bellinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bellinger hits a ball towards second. Araz can't make the play in time. Bellinger gets a base hit. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swanson strikes out swinging. One out. Jeimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Candelario hits a ground ball towards second. Araz throws to second to get Bellinger. Candelario is on first. Two outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Morel is on with a walk. Candelario moves to second. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Gomez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ortega strikes out swinging. One out. Jonathan Arauz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Arauz hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards first. Candelario fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madrigal hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tauchman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tauchman hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Madrigal moves to second. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoerner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoerner is called out on strikes. One out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. Happ hits a line drive towards left field. Ortega makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Madrigal scores. Tauchman moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez hits a fly ball towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Lindor scores. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0 for 1 in the game. Vientos strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a fly ball towards right. Tauchman is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Candelario is 0 for 1 in the game. Candelario strikes out swinging. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morel hits a pop-up beyond second. Arauz gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mendick is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendick hits a line drive deep towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortega hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jonathan Arauz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arauz is 0-for-1 in the game. Arauz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nimmo is 0-for-2 in the game. Nimmo hits a short pop-up towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madrigal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madrigal hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Madrigal is out. 1 out. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tauchman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tauchman hits a fly ball towards left. Ortega makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoerner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoerner hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Happ is 0-for-2 in the game. Happ hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Hoerner moves to second. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Hoerner scores. It's 5-2, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez hits a fly ball towards center. Bellinger makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lindor hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. 2 outs. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Alonso is hit by the pitch. Alonso is on first. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0-for-2 in the game. Vientos hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Candelario makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Candelario is 0-for-2 in the game. Candelario hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Senga covering, and Candelario is out. 2 outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Morel is on with a walk. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mendick is 0-for-2 in the game. Mendick hits a ball towards short. Swanson can't make the play in time. Mendick gets a base hit. McNeil moves to second. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortega hits a ball towards the mound. Smyly can't make the play in time. Ortega gets a base hit. McNeil moves to third. Mendick moves to second. Jonathan Arauz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Arauz is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Arauz is on with a walk. McNeil scores. Mendick moves to third. Ortega moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Caleb Killian replaces Drew Smyly as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nimmo is 0-for-3 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mendick scores. Ortega moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Mets. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alvarez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alvarez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brooks Raley replaces Kodai Senga as pitcher. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madrigal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madrigal hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Ortega is there and makes the catch. 1 out. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tauchman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tauchman softly hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Raley covering, and Tauchman is out. 2 outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoerner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoerner hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Happ is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Happ hits a line drive deep towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daniel Palencia replaces Caleb Killian as pitcher. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Alonso hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0-for-3 in the game. Vientos hits a fly ball towards right. Tauchman is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. McNeil is on with a walk. Lindor moves to second. Danny Mendick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mendick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mendick hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Lindor scores. McNeil scores. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Mets. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ortega hits a pop-up towards first. Candelario makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Seiya Suzuki pinch hits for Cody Bellinger batting fourth. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Suzuki strikes out swinging. 1 out. Patrick Wisdom pinch hits for Dansby Swanson batting fifth. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wisdom hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jaimer Candelario is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Candelario is 0-3 in the game. Candelario is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Drew Smith replaces Brooks Raley as pitcher. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morel is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tucker Barnhart replaces Daniel Palencia as pitcher. Nick Madrigal moves from third baseman to second baseman. Patrick Wisdom moves from pinch hitter T. Jonathan Arauz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Arauz is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oh, third baseman. Nico Horner moves from second baseman to shortstop. Mike Tauchman moves from right fielder to center fielder. Seiya Suzuki moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Arauz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Arauz is out. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nimmo is 0-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. 2 outs. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alvarez is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Alvarez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lindor is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lindor hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Alvarez moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Alonso is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Alvarez scores. Lindor moves to second. It's 11-2, Mets. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vientos is 0-4 in the game. Vientos hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Iacobonis replaces Drew Smith as pitcher. Jeff McNeil moves from right fielder to left fielder. Rafael Ortega moves from left fielder to center. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez is 0-3 in the game. Refielder. DJ Stewart replaces Brandon Nimmo as right fielder batting first. Gomez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Nick Madrigal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Madrigal is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Madrigal hits a fly ball towards center. Ortega makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tauchman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tauchman is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Tauchman hits a fly ball towards left. McNeil makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from City Field in New York.